It is a sad day at KYUK, and really for all of us in the Alaska Public Broadcasting System. Our friend, Yupik storyteller, culture bearer, translator, and longtime KYUK radio and TV host John Active died this morning at age 69. John is irreplaceable. His broadcasting career at KYUK began in the early 1970s, and he's celebrated as a pioneer in Native media for his work spreading and preserving the Yupik language and culture. From Bethel, Anna Rose MacArthur has more.
Over the decades, John produced a range of programs to entertain the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta and to share his deep knowledge and love of Yupik ways. John helped produce the television show Waves of Wisdom, where he traveled with the late Alexi Isaac around the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, recording the oral histories of elders. John produced Tales of the Tundra, a TV show to stand your hair on end with Yupik ghost stories and tales of the paranormal. He hosted a Thursday morning Yupik language radio talk show where listeners across the YK Delta called in to discuss the topics of the day. Teachers invited John into their classrooms to tell traditional stories and his own adventures, like this one, about going to spring camp with his family as a young boy.
We learned how to snare ptarmigan on the tundra. We learned about gathering edible plants and which ones were poisonous. We learned which and what kinds of birds were around us by their calls. We learned everything about the Yupik subsistence lifestyle that we would never have learned in school.
When John was telling a story, time slowed down, and no one could look away. More invitations came from further away. He traveled as far as Boston and Hawaii, sharing his knowledge and always telling his stories. But he loved being in the YK Delta the best. Hawaii, he would say, shaking his head, was too hot. And in Boston, he'd say, making a face, they eat bugs, lobsters. John frequently appeared on PBS and NPR. Anthropologist Anne Finup Reardon and Marie Mead turned to him as they documented the Yupik culture and their long canon of books on the region. For decades, John's unique, gentle voice has guided visitors through the Anchorage Museum. John was a master of the Yupik language in its various dialects, a skill he attributes to his grandmother, Maggie Lind. He was one of the first people to translate the KYUK English language newscast into Yupik. He shared the story of his first day translating with former KYUK news director Rhonda McBride on her TV show Frontiers in 2015.
I love to watch people do news, and so I kind of fit in right away, and it was really easy for me. But the first time I was really nervous and just sweating away, but somebody told me, just imagine that your listeners, they're doing, walking around at home with no clothes, and you're watching them.
John became an accomplished translator. Holding the English news copy in his hands, he would read the words with his eyes in English while simultaneously translating aloud into Yupik. John could also translate live events in real time. It's a skill shared by only about a dozen people in the region, and his quality was matched by few. Many organizations sought John out and hired him for his ability. John loved to cook and to share what he made. Multiple times a week, he'd take over the KYUK kitchen and keep the staff and visitors well-fed with subsistence foods like goose, moose, and salmon. It was common to find fish in the sink, an entire beaver under the table, or a whole duck, feathers, beak, and all in the station's refrigerator. People shared these foods with John, and he shared them with everyone else. He loved sprinkling his dishes with dried green parsley and leaving a note above the food saying it was marijuana. John found humor in many things. He was always joking, always making us laugh, and laughing at his own jokes with us. For staff hired outside Alaska, he served as our cultural guide, ready to explain Yupik concepts and patiently pronouncing the same Yupik words again and again to train our ears and throats before we went on air. In late March, after experiencing a series of strokes, John announced his retirement. He'd made this announcement before and always returned, but we held a potluck anyway. Before we ate, John stood up to address the room. It was filled with friends and KYUK staff and board members.
Everything that I do today and on the radio, try to make people laugh,
make them comfortable. Is I'm trying to pass on what the elders taught to me by my actions, what I learned from them. Koyana.
Koyana, John. Remembering John Active in Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.